This is an All Ears English bonus episode. Web class coming up soon. Business reality check for morning greetings in English. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Denver and Portland, USA. Today, find out how to join our free live web class and get a sneak peek at some things you'll learn, including how to greet someone in a relevant way at work.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Lindsay, how you doing?
Hey, Jessica, doing good. I'm excited for our web class coming up soon. It's going to be fun. Ooh. I love web classes. They're so fun.
Me too. Oh my gosh, you guys. This is the very first business English web class that we are doing. And we know how many of you guys need these skills. So we are so excited to be teaching you about business English and specifically the formal, informal tones that make such a difference in this web class.
Yeah, because we've heard that from a lot of you guys that you're not quite sure how to move in between. You can stay formal or you can stay informal, but you don't know how and when to move in between. And that is what natives do. It's just how it works. So we want to give you guys those skills.
Yes. One of the cool, the very fun features of this web class, there are a few, we call them reality checks, right? We're going to talk about probably what you guys have learned in the past, maybe from other business English courses, maybe from a textbook that was written in 1998. And we're going to do a reality check because it's like, guys, in the real world, we do not talk like that.
I love that term, by the way. I love that we're including this in the web class. I can't wait to make these slides. Reality check. Fun. It's so cool. It reminds me of, I don't know, it is kind of a great phrase. It's like, hey, wake up, guys. We don't use this, right? Take it out of your vocabulary right now.
Exactly. So we are going to be talking about both speaking and writing, giving you guys reality checks for what we say formally and informally. But guys, just real fast today, we want to talk about speaking as far as like, how do you even say hello? Like, how do we say hello to a colleague or a client? What have people probably learned in the past for how to do that?
Oh my gosh. Well, definitely a lot of people have probably learned to say, how are you doing today, sir or ma'am? Which to me, I think that's ridiculous. Yeah.
So ridiculous. And I mean, even if like I'm meeting someone for the first time, don't call me ma'am. No, ma'ams. Sir might be appropriate. You know, I feel like sir can be more common. I definitely do say sir if I am meeting someone for the very first time in a very formal situation and this person is obviously older than myself, then I am respectful and I say sir. But that is a very like one of a kind situation, right? Otherwise, no sirs or ma'ams.
Yeah. I mean, that's the other key piece that you said. It really depends on the relationship. Are these your colleagues you see every morning? Is this someone, a client you're talking to once? Right. How well do you know the person? That's the other piece to it here. That's so important.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So yeah. So in the past, guys, maybe if you, I know when I was in Taiwan, I filmed like videos for this English magazine. I had to like be an actress in these videos. Cool. And the English was so formal and stilted awkward. And like, this is something I would have said in those videos. Good morning. How are you doing today, sir? Like, you okay. Yeah.
I find it really hard to imagine that. We have to dig up these videos and find them.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm going to have to search for those. Seriously. Okay. We've established that that is wrong. Nobody talks like that. Now let's take two different situations, right? What if it's like a coworker, right? Someone you obviously know, you see them every day. How would you say hello?
Okay. So you could say something like this. Hey, Tom, or hey, Ben, or hey, Sheila, how are things? How are things? Right. So you're not saying how are things. You're saying how are. You're bringing the two together. That's interesting.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Yeah, I think that would throw some people off if a student hadn't heard that contraction before, because it sounds weird. How are? But that's what we say, like, how are things, or how are things going, right? Like, how are you doing? It's all contractions and shortened forms. But what if it's a client? Like, would that be appropriate with a potential client? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, so you could say something like, I think that would be a little bit informal, to be honest, when it comes to a client, because that implies what I've just said implies that you know that person a little better, right? Than a client. You want to be a little more formal when it comes to a client. Whoa, what was that noise?
Yeah. Totally. So if it's a client you're meeting for the first time, right? Mm-hmm. I would still say, hey, actually. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, hey, mm-hmm. Sheila. But maybe not use the contractions as much, right? Maybe like, how are things going? But honestly, I approach things more informally usually, especially if it's a client that you've already spoken to, even just once, right? We'd be like, hey, Sheila, how's your day going so far?
Going. So you took off the G at the end. You're not saying going, you're saying going. But you could also say going if you wanted to, right? I mean, a lot of this is just personal choice and personality too. So
yes, for sure. Yeah. I think anybody that I deal with professionally, if they've already met me once, they would expect me to be more informal. So it definitely, guys, the thing is, like, it's not black or white. It's not like this is the one way you say it. It's about discovering what you're comfortable with, right? Being how to be you in English and still sound appropriate to who you're talking to.
Yeah. And then there is another factor that we have to think about, which is culture, right? Culture, whether it's company culture or whether it's a regional or national culture, certain cultures might be more formal or informal at first. So there's a number of things we can think about, but there's never like hard and fast rules. That's the point. You kind of need to feel it out and see how the other person reacts to you and then decide based on that. It's like a dance, right?
Totally. And you know, guys, there are so many great lessons in the Business English course related to exactly this topic. Guys, like, how do we even go about deciding? And a lot of it does have to do with culture. And that is addressed directly in the course.
For sure. For sure. We go into that quite a bit. Absolutely. Yeah, good stuff. So guys, so Jessica, one more time, where can our listeners go to sign up for this web class?
Yes, guys, go right now to allearsenglish.com/real, R-E-A-L. Grab your spot, guys, September 18th and or Tuesday the 22nd. You can come to both. Why not? But definitely grab your spot, guys, and then write it down in your calendar. Set an alarm on your phone. Make sure you come early, guys, because space is limited. So again, sign up, set a reminder for yourself, set an alarm, go to allearsenglish.com/real.
Yes, I can't wait. Wait, I'm so looking forward to this web class, Jessica. I will see you there. All right. Yes! Have a good one.
That'll be so fun. All right. Awesome, Lindsay. Have a good day.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.